You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. Our podcast is sponsored by you, the listeners. As a thank you for your continued support, I would choose a random listener to have a no-advert access for free with a winner twice a month. Check the link in the description, and thank you for supporting our podcast. Welcome to my friend's Erotic Stories podcast, Reddit's Best Erotica, where we listen to the best erotica from our friends online. Relax as you spice up your day-to-day lives with a little bit of naughtiness. Feast your eyes to the inspiration of this story, Melody Marks. Check her Instagram linked below. Please enjoy a very hot episode of your friend's Erotic Stories. The next story is posted by user DodgerFan2020 from r/erotica. The title of the story is "It's Finally Happening." Sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
We both couldn't believe it was happening, as life would have it. We were both available in Los Angeles for a business trip and decided to cross that line in the sand and meet up for dinner. We agreed to meet at a local restaurant that was highly recommended by the locals. I asked you to wear something naughty and to make sure you did not have any panties on once you walked in. It was like the whole cliche where the music stops and everyone turns their heads to see you walk in. You don't notice or don't care, and walk straight to my table. I stand up, at which time you notice the bulge in the front of my pants. I extend my hand and we exchange the American greeting with a firm handshake. I motion you to sit down. I can smell your perfume as it permeates the air. It is just the perfect combination of perfume, nervousness, and perspiration. We chit-chat and exchange pleasantries. Up to this point, I know what your pussy, asshole, and tits look like since we had snapped some pics back and forth, but I hadn't had a chance to see your face. I notice your white teeth and beautiful smile. In the middle of our conversation, I ask if you did as requested. You give me a little smirk, grab my hand, and place it up to your skirt. As my hands make contact with your skin, I feel the baldness of your freshly waxed pussy. There are no signs of underwear anywhere. Right then, I knew we were in for a night to remember. As we continue to talk, I can't help but think about that waxed cunt just a mere inches away from me. I can tell that you want me to touch you, but I want to build up that anticipation for later. We continue to talk, eat, and enjoy a little dessert. As we get ready to leave, you excuse yourself to the bathroom. As you motion to go that way, I ask you to wait a minute, hand you a little gift, and ask you to open it inside the restroom. You have a shocked yet curious look on your face. You're not sure what to expect, but take it and disappear into the restroom. You emerge after a few minutes with a flush look on your face. It is slightly flush and red, but it is more of a look of excitement and curiosity. I ask you if you liked your gift, to which you show me a pic on your phone. It's the jeweled butt plug that I gave you, firmly inserted into your asshole. I had seen plugs in your ass before, but this one was mine. We grab an Uber and go to the next adventure. We have the driver drop us off down the street from an adult bookstore. You know, the seedy places that have video arcades with holes in the walls. Yeah, that kind of place. You trust me and we have discussed this prior. Everything is accessible except bareback on your pussy. I get to tape everything and enjoy you as much as I want. We walk to the adult store. As we do, I watch you take a deep breath. I can tell you are nervous, excited, and horny. As we walk into the store, you are amazed at all the toy selections available. We browse around a little bit as you curiously look at some of the giant-sized toys. I ask you if you want anything and you say, maybe after we are done. I grab bottled water and purchase it from the clerk. I ask her if the arcade is available, to which she directs us down to the second to last door. I give her a wink as we walk down the hall, and she gives me a look as if she knows what's going to happen. As you and I enter the booth, I see the video screen playing porn in front of us. We can select whatever genre we want, and we settle on some gangbang porn. As we get comfy in the booth, arranging the seats, padded cushions on the floor, and allowing our eyes to adjust to the lighting, I reach up and begin to stroke the outside of your vagina. I can feel the hint of wetness seeping out from your lips. I use my fingers to part them gently and rub my index finger all around your clit. It immediately weakens your knees and causes them to buckle slightly. A moan escapes under your breath. Your brown hair is curly and waiting to be tucked as you stand in front of me. I take my fingers and make them disappear into your now soaking and wet cunt. I can feel the temperature rising inside that pussy of yours. My fingers serve as a thermometer, using them to signal someone to come here while hitting your clit. Again, you let out a moan and use your hands to brace yourself against the wall. I ask you to shed your dress and get ready to fulfill a dream. As you remove your dress, I can see the shining gem that is implanted into your pretty asshole. As you and I engage in a kiss, you hear a knock on the wall. You continue to kiss me for a few seconds more as I motion for you to stick your hand through the wall. As you place your hand through the hole, you feel a cock slip into your hand. The look on your face is both that of surprise and hunger. You had fantasized about this but didn't know how to go about it. Now that fantasy has become a reality as you guide the cock through the hole and towards your mouth. You use your spit as a lubricant and begin to stroke this stranger's cock. After you spit on it a few times, you make it begin to disappear into your mouth. The thought of a strange cock in your mouth overcomes you, and I can see you begin to get into it. You decide to let your inhibitions go and your inner cock slut comes out. I watch as you devour this cock and suck it like a true cock-sucking whore. You notice my camera recording and respond by making sure to play it up for the camera. I can see by the look in your eyes that you are not only lost in fucking cock-sucking lust, but you are in your natural element. After a few minutes, you hear another knock on the same wall, followed by some moaning. As soon as you hear him moan, you feel his load of cum hit the back of your throat. I tell you to show me the load before you swallow it. You turn to the camera with a mouthful of cum and present it to your master like the good sub you are. Then, you swallow that load like the true cum slut you are. You feel like the cum dumpster you were meant to be. As that cock disappears into the hole, you hear a knock on the opposite side. Again, you place your hand inside the hole, and once again a cock slides into your palm. You repeat your performance with one added delight. I take my cock out, remove your plug, and slide my cock, that's now full of percum, into your juicy asshole. You feel my uncut Hispanic cock slip past your sphincter. It makes it past the outside ring and is working its way towards that inner ring. I pull back, forth slowly easing my cock deeper and deeper. All the time, you are still sucking that strange cock and trying to concentrate on both ends at the same time. My cock gets past that second ring and fully disappears into your asshole. It's fucking nice and warm in your ass as it grips my cock. The camera is a little hard to operate, but I maintain its focus on my cock in your ass as well as the cock in your mouth. I had always wanted to do this as well. Take a cum slut to a glory hole and share her with strangers. You are now being spit roasted, to which you respond like a champ, unknown to you. I have brought some condoms, just in case you wanted to be filled airtight. Again you hear that knock on the wall, and again you receive another load in your mouth. This repeats a few more times, each time with me documenting the load you are receiving, swallowing, and enjoying. I couldn't believe how much cum you were swallowing, but you weren't backing down for anything. I ask you if you're ready to get airtight, to which you give me a surprised look. I grab the condom out of my pocket, to which you give an evil yet happy grin. I exit the room for a moment and come back in. I tell you to pick up your stuff as we move into another larger room. In the room is a massage type of table, which you immediately realize is going to be your gangbang bed. I lay down first with my legs hanging over the edge. I position the condom on my cock and wait for the other guy to position himself between our legs. As he snuggles up to your ass, he directs the head of his cock at your little asshole opening and easily slides in. You let out a gasp as his cock disappears inside your asshole. As he slides into your ass, I slide my cock slowly into your cunt. I can feel his cock in your ass through the thin sheer flesh that separates both holes. You feel filled and love the feeling of two cocks inside your holes. Lastly, the third guy comes to the head of the massage table and steps on a stool. It is there that he raises his cock up to your mouth level, and you are now airtight. You have all your holes filled and are fulfilling a fantasy long in the making. As we all begin to stoke in unison, you fail to see the other two guys walk in. They each remove their cocks and take their positions at each side of you. They take their cocks and place them in your hands. The thought of five cocks around you at once doesn't even faze you. It's like you wanted them and were expecting them. As we all near the end, we each tell you we are getting close. As we inch closer, we all pull out of your holes and immediately place you on your back as I slide out from under you. We all gather around near the head of the massage table and continue stroking our cocks. You know we are close as we all verbalize and our demeanors are changing. I'm the first one to blow and I yell, "I'm coming, you fucking whore." As I say that, my load explodes all over your face. Following my explosion onto your face, the remaining guys call you a whore, cum slut, cum dumpster, and worthless cunt as they unload their ball sack of cum onto your face and tits. You are exhausted. You had no idea this would happen. You are tired. You are a fucking mess. Your legs are weak and you smell like a fucking cum dumpster. As you put your dress on,
you have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
I instruct you to not clean up. I want you to go back to the hotel with me, just as you are. I escort you out of the store and as we are leaving, you see me tip the female clerk as she hands me something. We get in our Uber and head to the hotel room. As we walk through the lobby, everyone is looking at you, wondering what that smell is and if it's really what they think it is all over your face and tits. As we get to the room, I instruct you to shower and clean your whore holes, including brushing and rinsing with mouthwash. As you shower, I take the thumb drive that the clerk gave me and set it up on my computer to watch on TV. When you exit the shower and dry off, you smell sweet again. The remnants of the cum-filled evening you had have all disappeared. As you settle next to me in bed, you finally wind down and realize what a hell of a time you had. As you lay in my arms, snuggled up next to me, I ask you if you enjoyed yourself, to which you reply, "I don't remember much. I was so enthralled with all the cock, I kind of lost myself." With that, I press play on the computer and wait for your surprised reaction. You look at me with a bewildered look and notice the size of my cock growing. We watch your performance and you once again perform in the role of a cum slut.
That was one hot story from our friend. Make sure to subscribe and check the links down below to be notified for daily episodes that would make your day a few times spicier as we listen to our friends' erotic stories.